Pakistan, caught off guard by the U.S.'s new reciprocal tariffs, may face devastating effects, including losing its export edge to peer countries, particularly India. This situation could lead to pressure on foreign exchange reserves and increased unemployment in export-led industries. It could also intensify pressure on Pakistan's already stagnant exports, as its largest market is the United States. Pakistan was not expecting any tariffs to be imposed by the U.S., said Karachi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, President Jawed Bilwani while speaking to the Express Tribune. Buyers have agreed to bear half of the tariff impact, but Pakistani exporters remain deeply concerned as profit margins are already low. We had a meeting with the Prime Minister, and he assured us that efforts are underway. The PM said they are working on it, and something will be done within the next 3 days. If nothing happens, the situation will become very difficult, Bilwani stated. He further suggested that since Israel has secured duty exemptions on its exports to the U.S., by eliminating duties on U.S. exports, Pakistan should also negotiate for a similar arrangement. We should assess the potential losses and evaluate the impact of removing duties on American products imported into Pakistan before making any decisions, he added. Pakistan is facing higher tariffs than India, further threatening its competitiveness, he said. Europe and the U.S. are Pakistan's largest markets, and if factories shut down due to loss of orders, it will lead to widespread unemployment, he warned. Out of Pakistan's total $29 billion in exports, $6 billion is destined for the U.S. Meanwhile, U.S. imports in 2024 stood at $3.36 trillion, marking a 6% year-on-year increase. Pakistan's share in U.S. imports was only 0.16% in 2024, whereas Vietnam, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and India had shares of 4.2%, 0.26%, 0.09%, and 2.7%, respectively. Bilwani suggested that there might be underlying strategic objectives behind the U.S. tariffs, as Pakistan's share in U.S. imports is relatively small. Pakistan's economy is heavily reliant on textiles, apparel, surgical instruments, and salt, a significant portion of which go to the U.S., said Las Bela Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Ismail Sutter. This is a fall that we cannot take considering our ongoing economic crises, said Sutter. The government of Pakistan should adopt a multi-pronged strategy to mitigate the economic and diplomatic impact. Otherwise, we are more exposed to the threat that the EU might also reassess its trade policies toward Pakistan based on U.S. actions. Executive Director of the Center for Peace and Development Initiatives, CPDI, Mukhtar Ahmad Ali, stated that higher tariffs could impact Pakistan's textile, leather, and rice exports to the U.S. However, since competitors are also facing tariffs, the overall impact may not be significant.